What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. You know that on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m., we set aside time for our NOLA Coalition segment to highlight those that are working hard in the trenches each and every day to make our place that we call home, the greater New Orleans area, a better place to live, work, and raise our family. And all of those are nice, very, very nice cliches, right? But they're real, in a real sense. We need to care about this place that we call home. We need to take care of this place that we call home. And we need to take pride in this place that we call home. And this has been one of the most rewarding segments that I've done on the show since I started on radio 7 years ago. And I've got to learn about so many different people doing so many incredible things day in and day out, facilitating so many people in need in our city, which makes this a better place to live. With all certainty. And today is no different. We're joined by Brittany Allen, Executive Director of Girls on the Run. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, thank you, Brittany, for joining us. So tell us about the mission and vision of Girls on the Run. I love the title, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, and let me just clarify with our title. When we say Girls on the Run, we mean walk, stroll, push, whatever you have to do to cross the finish line. We are an after-school program that partners with community sites and schools all over the greater New Orleans area, and we encourage girls to be joyful, to be healthy and confident through our curriculum. That's a 10-week program that incorporates running and body movement, but also help them to build their confidence, grow in a mastery climate. And what we mean by that is a climate where it's not competitive. It's not, you don't have to be an athlete to be a part of Girls on the Run. You just have to be passionate about connecting with yourself and with the girls around you.
Now, Brittany, you said it's an aftercare program to school?
Yeah, it's an after-school program that we partner with schools all over the greater New Orleans area to put on, as well as hosting at several of the community sites like Joe Brown Park and City Park throughout the community.
So your participants, what has been the reaction to this is a kind of a very unique way of approaching it, right?
For sure.
And so tell us how you got to this point with this program.
Sure. Well, Girls on the Run is actually a national program that's been around for nearly 30 years. Our council here in New Orleans has been, our council here in New Orleans has been around for almost 15 years. We'll be celebrating 15 years in 2025. And so I am fairly new to the organization, but as a native, when I learned about Girls on the Run and the program and what it was doing for girls, number one, I was like, man, I wish that there was a program around like that when I was a girl. And then also to be able to impart this into our community and kind of leave a legacy of building up the whole girl. I think that's the thing that draws me to our program, drew me to our program to begin with, is that we are concerned about the whole girl, her emotional well-being, her physical well-being, her mental well-being, and helping her to understand that all of those pieces are connected. And it's so cool because we get to do it outside of a classroom and a chalkboard or a computer. It's an experience. And so what happens a lot of the time is the girls go through the program, and over time you get these emails and messages from parents that are seeing their daughters be more confident. They're seeing their girls able to accomplish more or approach hard things with a more positive mindset. Or, you know, even being able to say, hey, you know, like, I'm gifted and so is my teammate, and we don't have to compete. We can be great together. Matter of fact, when I'm shining and she's shining, we're shining even brighter. So it's a really, really amazing program, really rewarding to be a part of, and I'm just so grateful and honored to serve as the executive director here.
Brittany, it sounds to me that y'all kind of start with providing a safe environment, which is not, it sounds like it should be easy, but it's not always the case, right?
Sure. Yeah, we work really hard with our schools and our different sites to make sure that everyone that is participating is equipped to be able to pour into the girls. Our rockstar volunteer coaches, we have coaches that have volunteered for years now who get trained. They get their online training, in-person training, refreshers. Our curriculum is evidence-based. So we do as much as we can to, like you say, create a really safe environment and a place where our girls can thrive.
So what are the age groups the ages of the participants?
So we have two programs. For third through fifth graders, we have our curriculum called Girls on the Run. And then we also have a program for sixth through eighth graders called Heart and Soul, which aligns with the Girls on the Run program, but it just kind of helps meet girls at that later age where they're starting to be teenagers and different pressures are starting to come about. So we created a curriculum specifically for that age group. And we offer seasons in the spring and the fall.
And so what would a typical day look like for a participant in the program?
Okay, yeah. So we meet twice a week. The girls start after school. They might meet with their coach. And it might start, what I love about our lessons is that not only do the lessons build on top of one another, but even every individual lesson kind of builds. So, for example, there might be a day where we're talking about emotions. That might start with a light chat about how you felt today. Did you have a good day? Then it might turn into a body scan where the girls are encouraged to take a moment to breathe and kind of think through how they're feeling. And then there might be a physical activity that they do to identify and maybe even visualize what certain emotions are. So like, hey, what does it look like when you're angry? Can you show me anger? Can you show me excitement? And then it can conclude with them running laps while they're having conversations or even thinking through. There might be a prompt to think through how can you feel like a better version of yourself, or what is happening throughout your day that you really love. And so they're encouraged to process mentally while they're also moving their body physically and having like fun activities with the girls that they're participating in.
I love to ask folks that are involved in these programs to give us an example of a success story of building that confidence and that self-confidence and going out and taking on the world. Do you have one?
I do. Actually, last season, which was my first season, there was a young lady from Sherwood Einstein in New Orleans East, and she was so excited when she came to the 5K, and she had a little testimonial where she was saying how when she first started, she didn't feel confident. And I'm talking about a young lady that was like in third or fourth grade, but she was very expressive, and she said that when she first started, she was afraid. She didn't know if she could run a long distance, and she was nervous. And she started talking about how much more confident she felt, how she was excited. She got some new running shoes. She was excited to keep running because she realized how much running helped her to feel good about herself. And, I mean, honestly, from her to just watching the girls run across the finish line at their celebratory 5K, it's one of the most rewarding experiences because you can see on their face they realize that they did something that they didn't think initially was possible for them. But they did something hard, they worked towards it, and they feel great about who they are now.
That's it's incredible once they get that confidence, right? That and it transcends into so many other different things that they're doing in their life, right?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean it helps the whole family because you have your parents who were concerned about their daughter's success in school or in other programs, and because of the confidence that they're now experiencing and exhibiting, there is a pressure that the parents don't feel as much anymore because they see their daughter growing. They see her becoming who the best version of herself. It's really beautiful.
You know, in a lot of these schools today, I mean, a lot of schools that I went to, my high school was all boys. I mean, we had boys and girls in grammar school. It's kind of different, right? And it provides that safe harbor for girls to be girls, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's really special because it is a if you will, like a sacred place. It is a place where they can just be. So that's pretty amazing.
Now, you guys are celebrating your 14th year here in New Orleans. And it seems as though you guys have had kids in this program during those 14 years where you've made a significant impact on a lot of kids.
Yeah. Since 2010, we've actually served over 6,000 girls throughout our community, which is exciting. And, you know, the pandemic tried to rock us, but we are rocking it and we're growing every season. We're excited that this season we're serving at about 20 different sites. We have over 200 girls just this season alone, and we're only looking to expand that. We want to make sure that our program is accessible to everyone, and so we are partnering with schools. We're letting them know that we want to make sure whatever it is that we have to do, that we can make it accessible. So we have a sliding scale. We offer scholarships. There's never a reason why – there's never any girl that we would turn down, because we want to make sure that every girl in the greater New Orleans area has the opportunity to participate in our curriculum.
Absolutely. Now, y'all put on a number of events, running events that are open to the public, and you have one or a couple of them in the fall, right?
We do. So we, every season, in the spring and the fall, we conclude our program with a celebratory 5K for all of our season participants, but also for our community to come out. So we will be hosting our celebratory 5K on Saturday, November 9th, at the Shrine on Airline. And you can participate by being a community runner. It's more like a fun run than anything else. So it's not exclusively for serious runners. If you want to walk it, that's fine too, but it's a great way to see the essence of our program in action. And also, too, if folks want to volunteer, we would love to have folks volunteer and be a part of our experience with the girls.
Now, Brittany, if folks want to find out more about your program and more about the event at the Shrine on Airline on Saturday, November 9th, where would they go?
They can go to www.gotrnola.org. That's G as in girl, O as in on, T as in the, and R as in run. gotrnola.org. And you can also find us on all social media platforms under the same GOTRNOLA, Instagram and Facebook.
Brittany, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I think that if anyone has the opportunity to and has the desire to impart into our future, to impart into the legacy of New Orleans, get involved with Girls on the Run. We see a rise and a thrive of women in business, in politics, in healthcare. And so the best thing that we can give them is not only shining on their gifts, but shining on their humanity, helping them to be people who are caring, who are kind, who can embrace their gifts while also embracing others. So get involved with Girls on the Run. It's a fantastic program, and we all benefit from it.
Brittany Allen, Executive Director of Girls on a Run, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate what you do. Your organization is definitely a New Orleans difference maker. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, 504-260-1870 on the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are at the East Jefferson YMCA today, and we are celebrating Healthy Aging Month and Senior Day at the East Jefferson Y. Come on out. We're on Riverside Drive, right off of Power Boulevard, right next to the Rouses on Power Boulevard. Can't miss it. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the East Jefferson YMCA, and it's a great facility. It's centrally located on the east bank of Jefferson Parish. You definitely want to come out. You can spend some time out here, participate. Your first day is free, and we're going to visit with Carrie Diaz right now, the executive director of the East Jeff YMCA. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So if put your mic a little closer, if you don't mind. Perfect. So tell us about this why and how it aligns with promoting healthy aging amongst seniors.
Absolutely. So we are part of the YMCA of Greater New Orleans. So we're the East Jefferson branch. So we are located in Metairie on Riverside Drive, as you mentioned before, right by Power. And one of the unique things about this facility is that we are nestled inside of a community that's somewhat of an aging community. So a lot of the residents that completely surround this area are of the senior population. And so some of the things that we've seen over at this branch is such an influx of our senior memberships here. So this branch particularly is about 75% seniors of our membership base. That's over 3,000 members.
Now you guys, a lot of the Medicare Advantage plans provide some benefits as it relates to membership in certain health clubs and other facilities, and the East Jefferson Y is one of those, right?
Yes, we are. So we do a really good job at curating some of those contracts so that is a benefit that the seniors have. And so, you know, staying healthy and being a part of the community where you have access to a health facility is really important. And as you age, it's important at any age, but it's even more important as you're aging up. And that is one of the things that we like to do, is to offer those programs here at our facility. And you know, we're hoping that they do choose the Y to exercise that benefit.
And it's obviously more than just coming to a gym, because as we were talking to Karen Peralta earlier, it's really just the body being in motion, you know, whether it's an exercise class, a dance class, or otherwise. And we're going to come see you perform, Karen. She's standing over.
Definitely. Absolutely. So, I mean, one of the great things that, you know, that kind of sets us apart from some of the other places is, yes, we do have 90-plus group fitness classes offered on a weekly basis. We have a fantastic wellness center that we just added new cardio equipment this year in, and we're always trying to keep things new and fresh. But aside from that is really the community that you feel when you walk into the door here. The staff I know I'm a bit biased, but the staff here is absolutely amazing. You're going to be greeted with a smile. You're going to feel like family. You're going to sit in the lobby and want to have coffee with your neighbors and just connect in those ways. But we also extend to have partnerships with like those Medicare programs, with people like Primary Care Plus, and other communities, organizations in the area, so that we can bring those kinds of that kind of information, and you kind of be a vehicle of information for other organizations too. So this is a great facility that you'll always see different organizations coming through and offering up their services and really just knowledge and information to make sure that, you know, seniors have choices and options and just kind of see what is out there and how that's going to benefit their life.
But it's actually an opportunity for more than just seniors, because as I walked in and I've been watching folks coming in and out, it's all age groups.
Absolutely. So, I mean, when you're a Y member, you're a Y member for life.
Yeah.
So you can be a Y member at 6 weeks old. So from 6 weeks up until, you know, it's time for you to not be with us anymore. You absolutely can be a Y member for life. So, I mean, our children's programs, our youth programs, teen, adult, family, I mean, those are just as strong as our senior programs.
So one of the things I love about this place is this is my second time here broadcasting live, and we appreciate that. But every time I walk in, everybody's got a smile on their face.
Yes, they do.
It really is a social outlet for folks as well.
It really is. I mean, it definitely is. That is what I feel like does set us apart from some of the other places. You know, we are a nonprofit, so you have to love what you do. So the people that work here are passionate about what they're giving back to the community. And so that's what sets our staff apart from other places, is the passion and the commitment that they bring to this organization. And I think the members feel the difference of what that is. And I've had so many testimonies from members before that have told me that they've been, you know, members at other places or have visited other facilities and things, in that they just feel like family when they are here, and this is the place that they want to be.
Yeah. Last time I was here, I got to see a bunch of retired JPSO folks that were members here, and that was a lot of fun too. But it's more than just physical health. A lot of this that y'all do here is about mental health as well, right? Isolation and all kinds of other issues.
Yes. I mean, so healthy living is you know, is what our mission is. And that's beyond just physical health. So mental health is extremely important. So one of the new classes that we actually just brought on, it's called Laughing Yoga. So, I mean, it's a class that's really more about, you know, releasing the stress in your body through laughter. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a really unique concept. So like, I definitely would say, like, come give it a try. Right? You feel better after a good laugh.
And well, I'm looking at your face as you're trying to describe it, and I'm sure that there are instances that you're like, recollecting.
Yes. It's an interesting concept, but it's like, it's so great that we're able to just put that out to the community for somebody to come try.
Right.
I mean, just think about it. You're going to walk into a class, and they're going to say, hey, sit on this mat. I'm going to give you some prompts, and we're going to sit here and just laugh it out. There's no way that you're walking out of that class not feeling better than when you walked in.
Right.
So, you know, that was a unique class that we have that that just hit our schedule. So it's a good one to try to come out and see.
What's been the reaction so far?
They're laughing. Yes. So it's like, it's really great, you know. And so, I mean, other than just that, I mean, the things that, like kind of Karen had mentioned earlier, like a book club. So, I mean, like that socialization and connecting in a different way from just a fitness class. So whether it's, you know, coming to do line dancing, whether it's connecting with the people to solve the world's problems in the lobby over a cup of coffee, you know, watercolor classes. We do like a lot of different things to keep them engaged and meet people that they may not have ever met before.
Right.
And they really becomes, you know, part of their social circles.
No, absolutely. It's amazing. I've seen a number of people that I grew up with in this neighborhood, because mm-hmm. I went to grammar school just a block away from here. And several have said, I'm actually late this morning. I'm usually here at 5 a.m. every morning. But so many people start their day right here, right?
They do. I mean, during the week, we're open from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., and we definitely have a great 5 a.m. crowd. You know, they are waiting on the doorstep for us to unlock those doors.
You're late.
To come in and get their day started off at the Y. So, I mean, our hours are pretty great to people's schedules. And so you kind of see a different shift throughout the day. So you have your 5 a.m. crew, you know, then you'll have your next group coming in around 7. Then you have your mid-mornings that like to sleep in late. Our great mid-afternoon classes, you'll hear from one of the members a bit that likes our mid-afternoon classes, and then they're called the Cookie Club. They come in, they work out together, and then, you know, they bring cookies and have some cookies in the lobby afterwards, because it is healthy living, but it's also about balance.
So there's no restriction of where you live or anything like that to be a member here, and no. I've heard from people from down the bayou that actually come here.
That is true. So one of the unique things about a YMCA membership is no matter where you are a member at, you can utilize any YMCA across the country. So that gives you access to facilities when you're traveling, if you're, you know, visiting family, you just want to go stop in and see what other Ys are like. If you work on, you know, the North Shore but live on the South Shore or vice versa, we have Ys in those different areas, and so you're free to utilize those facilities at what's most convenient for you.
And I think you guys offer certain discounts and stuff. You try to make it affordable for everyone.
We do. We have different pricing structures depending on what your life looks like, whether it be for individuals, families, seniors, couples, those kinds of things. And then we also offer financial assistance. So we host fundraisers throughout the year. So our fundraising is what funds financial assistance for us. So if we don't have a pricing structure that meets your financial need, we do have a process for you to fill out some paperwork and provide some help so that, you know, you can become a member here.
Something that you will not find at any other fitness facility, right?
It's not very common, is it?
Well, as a not-for-profit, it's part of your mission, right?
It is.
To be able to serve everyone in the community.
It is, to have access to this. And so, you know, what's the great things that we offer here, we want to make accessible to just about anybody.
How long have you been with YMCA?
I just made 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
What was the thing that surprised you the most? I mean, a lot of people that have not, did you grow up being a member of the Y? Or?
So on and off throughout my life, I have been a member, and I was a member at this branch for a period of time. So the Y wasn't completely new to me. And also my daughter learned how to swim at a YMCA in Tennessee when she would spend summers with my in-laws. So the Y has always had a special place in my heart. And just coming in, it felt like home. So, you know, when you're working, one of the things that I put place above all others is, does it feel like I'm at work every day? Am I getting joy? Is this bringing me peace, or is this stressing me out? And the Y is a place that always feels like home, and I'm very passionate about everything that we do here and what we offer, and I'm just blessed to be here.
What surprised you the most when you came back and you started working here at the Y?
Kind of surprised me about how natural it felt. Even, you know, after I was here for a month, it felt like I was here for much longer. So it was just like the natural fit that happened. And so that's a little surprising, because usually you walk into a place and you're like, this might be intimidating. I don't really know the ins and outs of everything that's happening. And so it takes some time to acclimate. But so it surprised me the most on how just naturally it fit and just felt like very comfortable.
Folks that come to you here at the Y that have been at other fitness facilities, what do you typically hear?
So you'll hear from other places where they just kind of are another number, and, you know, the staff isn't necessarily learning their name or having those conversations with them. So it feels a little bit more warm and welcoming here, and they develop relationships with the staff. And I think that makes a huge difference. And so, I mean, there are some people that just want to come and get their workout in and go, and we're not going to bother them. We're just going to tell them good morning and or good afternoon and have a great day, right? And that's all they're looking for. But the majority of the members that come here are looking to connect. And I think the staff does a fantastic job here actually connecting with the members. And that's what I really like about the YMCA.
Well, it seems to me the diversity of the programs and the breadth and depth of the offerings here are far different at a Y than any other type of facility.
Yes, I mean, we are going to, you know, you're going to walk in, you're going to get your Group X classes, and a lot of those during the day are senior focused, so you're going to have a variety. You have your gym. We do have our pool that also offers just rec swim or like water aerobics. But then we're also going to bring you things like watercolor classes, tap classes, nutrition workshops, lunch and learns with community partners like Primary Care Plus, you know, Humana will come, you know, People's Health, United Healthcare. We provide an avenue for them to get information to the public. And so you're not necessarily going to see that in other areas. We even do monthly field trips to local restaurants for breakfast and lunch, you know, once a month. So it's even just like to get out and socialize. So you're not going to typically find those types of things being organized at a regular fitness facility. And I mean, we additionally even do socials throughout the year. So every major holiday we have, you know, we have socials. So Halloween day, we'll have our senior social. The night before Halloween, we're going to be having it for the kids. So it really kind of encompasses more of a community center and not just a fitness facility.
No, absolutely. It seems like you're really touching all the needs that folks would have. And as I have said before, every time I walk in here, everybody's got a smile on their face, which yeah. I've been to a lot of fitness facilities. That's not
and that
always,
may not be the case.
That's not always the case. And I think it's just because there's so much more here.
It really is. There's we're always looking to what else can we offer to the community? What joy are they getting out of this? And you know, how can we do better?
You touched on this a little bit, but there's also educational opportunities, whether that's to learn more about Medicare, how to meander through Medicare options and things of that nature, and where there are certain milestones in life that are age determinative. When you reach that age, these are things, Social Security and things like that. I know that y'all are always providing educational opportunities as well.
We are. So, I mean, that's the wonderful thing about, you know, just having a facility where we can take a studio or a room that's not being used and, like, how can we capitalize on using this that's going to benefit our membership base. And so those things are going to be like these educational seminars. So sometimes they're medical-based, sometimes they're life-based. So we've had, you know, like attorneys to come talk about preparing, like, end of life. We've had, you know, Dignity Memorial's been a great partner of ours about pre-planning and what that could look like for you. We have a wonderful partnership with, like, Copeland Tower Living, you know. So it really just goes on and on and on with the kind of people and the kind of organizations that come through the door, and so that we're making sure that we are providing information for the community here, and, you know, in a good and positive way. So we always really enjoy that. We also recently just hired a nutritionist on site. So once a month we offer free nutrition workshops. So that's a membership benefit that you may not get somewhere else. We also offer that where they can book like a one-on-one with them at a completely reasonable rate. But the great thing is that we're going to make sure that we're getting this information to you as a membership benefit too.
And while you're learning about it, it's not like a hard sell, you know. I mean, it's a relaxed atmosphere. You can ask whatever questions that you may have and get relevant information.
Yes. Like, we're hosting one today at 1 o'clock. So, I mean, if you're still, like, on the fence, you may as well come stop by, grab some lunch. We'll have one today from Primary Care Plus is hosting just one of those lunch and learn doc talks today at 1 o'clock on healthy aging and what that can look like for you. So that, like, it's a great opportunity to come see what those look like. It's today at 1 o'clock.
No, absolutely, a very important topic for sure. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts is that we always will greet you with a smile when you walk through the door. Anytime you come, the very first time, it is completely free. So you can come with the intention to work out or take a class, look at our schedule, see what kind of things that you offer, or, you know, if the gym's your place, that's fine too. We'll give you a group or point you in the right direction. And it's kind of, your journey looks like whatever you want your journey to look like here. We're not pushing things down your throat.
Right.
We're not making you sign up for extra stuff if you are not interested. We're just a wealth of information to offer to you, and whatever you want your journey to look like here, that's what it's going to look like, and the staff is going to be ready to help you and guide you through that.
Where would they go for more information online?
So online, you can visit us at ymca.org. So we are the East Jefferson branch, but there are other branches, you know, throughout the greater New Orleans area. And again, I mentioned once you become a member at one of those locations, you have access to not just all of our locations, but access to locations across the United States.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Kerry Diaz, Executive Director of East Jefferson YMCA. You guys do a great job here. Y'all should be proud.
Thank you so much. We were so happy that you are back again this
year. Yeah, I love it.
We love having it. So, you know, whenever you're looking for a space, we're available.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. That's right, folks. We're at the East Jefferson YMCA with Primary Care Plus, celebrating Healthy Aging Month and Senior Day. And I'm joined by Gordon Wodge, President and CEO of Greater New Orleans YMCA, who's a classmate of mine, a Jesuit, class of 76.
The best.
The best. It's really good to see you. But, Gordon, tell us, you know, the Y has always had a special relationship with the Greater New Orleans area, right?
Sure. Yeah, no, we go back to November 16th, 1852.
Wow.
Actually, we're older than Rex, don't tell him, and we're older than Comus.
That's pretty impressive. I knew it was a long time, but I had no idea it was that long.
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful history. In fact, so much of our archival records are in the Historic New Orleans Collection. I was there the other day, going through some of the boxes that we have. They are the original minute books from the meetings in 1852. Such a beautiful handwriting, you can't read it. It's too pretty.
And where was it located back then? Do you recall?
It was near the Lee Circle area. That was the original location. And then they built the Lee Circle Y, which a lot of us born and raised here are familiar with. And its history. And then we moved out to the surrounding suburban communities.
And how many locations now in Greater New Orleans?
Sure. We have three that are wholly owned by us as a nonprofit. The one where we are today in East Jefferson and Covington and Bell Chase. And then we partner with Plaquemines Parish Government. It's a great partnership. We have a Y in Burris and Port Sulphur downriver, and all of life happens at those locations. We've had weddings there. We've had funeral repasts. It's the center of community life.
Mm-hmm. And so is it five total?
Five, and then we do... People don't know that they think of the Y as a swimming gym, which is a wrong impression. But we're the oldest provider of adult literacy in the community, been doing that since the early 1970s, and continuing that today. It's a great partnership with the library system in Orleans and Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with the Y?
I've been here 11 years, yeah. So,
what was the thing that surprised you the most when you transitioned here?
I think, you know, you're experiencing it today a little bit, just the joyfulness and fun that people have here. I know we're talking about, you know, the treasured seniors of our community. They love coming here because of the intergenerational engagement. Mm-hmm. And so that some of them are here with their grandkids. They love when the kids come in and out. And just that joyfulness has been a really nice aspect that I didn't know so much before.
You know, you and I are part of that senior status.
No, buddy. Listen, old age is always 15 years older than you are. So it's a moving target.
It's a moving target. I like that line. You know, I get to see, I saw a couple of Jesuit guys here, you know, working out in the gym just this morning. Last time I was here, I saw a whole bunch of JPSO retirees and active, you know, working out here as well. So you get a great representation from the community.
We do. And, you know, we're 7 days a week active here. And so the early morning crowd at 5 a.m. Is different than the midday crowd, which is mostly seniors and or young families. We have child watch here and great child care staff. And then the after work, you know, crowd that comes in. And the evening crowd tends to be a little more younger people who stay up later than you and me.
Yeah, absolutely. We won't talk about what time our bedtime is. Well, thank you so much for stepping over. He was walking through the hallway here, and I grabbed him to come on. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all that you guys do here at the Greater New Orleans Y as an organization. And had no idea. 1852.
Yeah. November 16th, birthday's coming up.
Coming up, absolutely. Gordon Wodge, President and CEO of Greater New Orleans YMCA. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Always good to be with you.
We will be right back, folks. We are broadcasting live at the East Jefferson YMCA on Riverside Drive, right off of Power Boulevard, right by the Rouses there. Can't miss it. Come on by. They'll have some classes this afternoon. They've got food. They've been hauling food and cookies and all kinds of things. It looks absolutely wonderful. Come by and say hello. We'll be right back. Stay with us. All right, folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we will visit with Dr. Joseph Romito. He's a family medicine doctor at Primary Care Plus. And we are going to talk about healthy aging. And we'll talk about that. And that's something the presentation at People's Health makes at their community center as well. And we'll also be visiting with Sheila Wagasback, a YMCA member here as well. The Y's had a relationship with the city of New Orleans since 1852. As Gordon pointed out, older than Rex, older than Comus. We will be right back after the top of the hour news break. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.